let's get away and get a room on the other side of town. Hey, shorty, I was feeling for you.
What you thinking to me?
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea, and I'm here with my usual suspect, Mr.
Oh, I almost got Shannon in that motherfucker.
Shannon, shout out to Shannon. We need to get you back, my guy. Need you back, my guy. But we got the people's champ, the people's choice, the people's voice, Mr. John B.
Yo, 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 nation, what up?
And we got my main man, Big Dick Gowdy. Chat me up. What's up, bro?
You over there scared now. It's all good. We're going to sit. It's crazy when you turn the red light on. People get nervous.
Yeah.
It just happened a crazy conversation. Now you want to get nervous because just this red light is on.
What are you saying? Is it going for it? Is it going live for it?
It's live. Ain't no style. Nah, just edit whatever, man. We're good. Let's just keep it going.
Big Dick Gowdy, what up?
Wait, hold on.
What up?
Nah.
Hold on. He stole his whole gimmick. What's your last name song? We need you back, bro. I'ma get you back.
Anyway. So today we are going to talk about T.I. and the T.I. controversy that's going on. It seems like every year, every beginning of the year, every middle of the year, we get to do an episode about T.I. He's got an issue with 50 Cent. He's trying to do a versus with Jeezy that doesn't happen. He's got a controversy talking about his daughter's hymen and all of that stuff. So it's just so much stuff going on with T.I. He's just... controversy creates cash, and I feel him. It keeps his name in the media and all of that stuff. So we're gonna dive right into this latest controversy. John B, chat me up. You let me know what you know. Chat me up about this T.I. controversy.
For those that don't know,
and if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know. T.I. and Tiny have been accused of basically drugging and raping females. Sexual assault. Being claimed by a former friend, Sabrina Peterson, my bad. I won't say Patterson. Sabrina Peterson. And about 19 other women as well, saying that they've been, you know, were drugged and raped and, you know, and all this other crazy stuff. You know, Me Too has came out about this and is, you know, now getting involved. So, I mean, it's becoming a real, real big thing right now. And, you know, one of Tiny's friends is basically saying that this accuser... is basically saying that, hey, she was in there helping recruit females to do these three ways and all the other crazy stuff that allegedly was going on. So
shout out to Tiny for being a real chick.
That's what's being said, you know, and, you know, comments that came out about Rob Kardashian. You know, he came out, you know, in 2018 and was like, you know, you had China, you know, his baby mama, yeah, basically in the three-way with them. And that's, you know, he was basically calling them out then, basically saying, hey, this is what y'all do. That's what they saying. You know what I mean? So,
I mean, it's clear they do three ways.
I mean, that's been known, though, in the industry.
Right.
That they do that kind of thing. But what's the problem with it if everything is cool? Like, if we have a party and me and my girl, we vibing, and then some other chick comes.
And they catch that vibe,
and they catch that vibe,
everybody's
too, and we vibing. All on
so
the same wave. What's wrong if we ride that wave? Cuz, chat me up.
Well, Rick.
Well, I'm sure for you, ain't nothing wrong with everybody riding that wave.
Woo!
I mean, my thing is, if the wave's a tsunami, you better get that shit on paper. If you...
You're talking about one of them non-disclosures.
I agree with that,
NDA,
bro.
And on top of that, you got to watch who you bring into your bedroom. That's why married couples out there, man, I'm married.
That's a big thing.
You
got
to watch who you bring into your bedroom, man.
Yeah.
Sounds good, but you got to wake up to that shit in the morning.
Listen, everybody.
You got to wake up to that shit in the morning.
Life is a business at this point. It don't matter what it is, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're having a child with somebody, whether you're at work, whatever it is, life is a business. Everybody's out for themselves, so just make sure you look out for you
first. So, John B., chat me up. How you feel about T.I. and all these accusations that he's been going through from all of these women? You said it's like 19-plus different 19 cases.
19-plus. They got different cases. Involved. It's real lawyers. Thing, man.
Chat
it's
me up. Thing. How you feeling about that? And, you know, we can even go deeper and dig into the Bill Cosby if you want to. Mm. But chat me up. Let's go.
Well, let me start.
Let's go.
Let me start off by saying this first. And foremost, okay. If there's any part of this that is actually true, if women have actually been drugged and assaulted the way that they said that they've been had, then, you know, I, you know, wish, you know, nothing but the best for them and hope that T.I. and Tiny get everything that is deserved to them.
Okay, so let's keep it clear. They have been drugged, but it has been by choice because they knew what they were getting into before they got into it.
Well,
because, you know, when you go to a damn, you know, when you go to a fucking party that there's going to be drugs and shit going on there,
facts,
especially
facts,
when you're dealing with celebrities.
Facts. But just like you know, said, but just
you already
like you
know,
said, if it's a Cosby situation and you go ahead and you slick in the slide, you know what I mean? And I'm not really knowing what the hap is. That's a whole different thing.
Wait. So you saying a Cosby situation like them bras didn't know what Bill Cosby was getting into, because we're talking about the 60s and section.
But basically
and
what I'm saying
we,
is,
like, so Bill Cosby, I feel like, got screwed because them bras knew what they was getting into. They waited 40 years to say that they got drugged, and he was like, yeah, well, we did drugs together, so yeah, they got it.
Cosby's a whole nother ball
Shout
of wax.
Shout out to Bill Cosby, man. He's a real one, bro.
What I'm
a
saying is that if anybody was drugged without their consent, then that's foul play, and I'm cool off of that. But do I believe that every single one of these women coming out are now saying that they were drugged and raped, you know what I'm saying? They were drugged without their knowledge and raped, you know what I'm saying, against their will. I do not believe that every single one of the women. No, I do not believe that. I believe that a lot of it was consensual, that they had, like you said, the drugs out there. Everybody knew that. And it was, you know, essentially what it was. But I don't believe that. I just do not believe that every single one of them is telling the absolute truth with that.
Shout out to John B. I feel you. Now I'm really shocked about this because, like, now we done got this red light on, and my guy Big Rick, he's just all quiet. Now, normally he's the loud mouth, and normally he's really into it. And now he wants to. Now the red light is on. Now he's scared. Yeah, I'm gonna do that on here. Yeah, I'm gonna do that on here. So, chat me up, Big Rick. How you feeling about the situation at hand? Do you feel like T.I. did it? Do you feel like he drugged him? Do you feel like it was consensual? Tell me how you feel about it.
I'm gonna tell you what, man. One thing.
Yeah, let's dip into Big Rick's business, man, a little bit.
Well, dude, you ain't getting in my business. One thing, I'll tell you that now.
Let's dip into that a little bit.
You ain't getting up in none of that.
Pitchforks, let's get it.
But one thing I do know in my 37 years is, if you are a consensual adult,
grown,
and you make decisions.
Yes.
That are
grown folk decisions.
Right. You can't be mad at nobody in the morning. And I'm not saying that he's not guilty. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying this man didn't. He's sloppy. One thing I do know, they sloppy. That's to me, that's as a married man, you're sloppy.
Sloppy.
You got
19
girls saying this, that, and the third. You sloppy out here.
Yes.
Us in these streets. And I'm not saying you did it, but you made yourself a target. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you were sloppy. You wasn't holding down the laws of it. If you're doing
stuff like that, first of all,
if you getting down in that kind of shit, man, there's ways of going. You go about that a whole nother direction, man.
You play the game how the game goes.
Women wouldn't even want to say nothing. I wouldn't want to say nothing if I could. Because they would be, why would I? These people ain't, you know what I'm saying? But clearly, y'all on some sloppy shit. Y'all done did something. Y'all on some sloppy stuff. And I don't feel bad for him because he seems to always put himself in these kinds of situations. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, they always say controversy creates cash.
Shout out to Bischoff.
Shout out to Eric Bischoff.
Mm-hmm.
83 Weeks Podcast.
About to lose him some cash this time.
Yeah, but... You know, controversy creates cash, so you know that gets his name in the media and all that. But at the same time, I respect what you were saying 110% because you have got to be more organized with your business in the bedroom than that.
I'm just saying it's a husband and wife situation, and you bring somebody into your bedroom. So I'm not even married, but I feel like I have the understanding that, okay, if we're going to be coordinating some shit like this, and we're both high-profile individuals, then we're probably going to need to put some things in place to make sure that we're protecting not only our reputation, but our money, because lawyers cost money. Yeah. And, you know,
contracts need to be signed before everything.
Come on.
Before everything. That's just the way things go. That's just the way things go these days.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do y'all think is going to be the aftermath of this situation?
He's going to pay a lot of
money out of court. Y'all think he's going to end up paying? Do you think he's going to end up getting the Cosby treatment? Is he going to end up going?
She got to go too, then. Because they said
But the last situation, remember, they was riding around in California in the car. They had whatever it was, X and weed in the car. Remember, that's what got him popped on the probation thing.
You know, he does some shit that's on the sloppy side. So, you know
he's
what I
sloppy.
Mean?
So, whatever he gets, he deserves. If you ask me, unfortunately. And I like T.I. Shout out to T.I.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you listening, bro, shout out to you, man. You and your wife, bro. But you sloppy with it, bro. You gotta, come on, man. You know better than that. On some real G shit, man.
He out here with random bras like he's still just a regular dude, bro.
If y'all bring
everything needs to be contracted up, bro. When people come into your vicinity, like before they walk in my house, I'm talking about motherfuckers is signing contracts, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
what are you doing?
I mean, it's plain and simple.
It's a husband and wife situation, like. Y'all in it together, y'all as one. So y'all got to look out for each other's interest because it is all, you know what I'm saying, the same thing.
So let me ask you a question. Would you feel some type of way if, let's say Big Rick got to a certain level. Big Rick gets to an elite level. And you get, of course. But I'm just saying, let's say he's there. And let's say he's like, John B., I need you to sign this contract before you hang around me. Every single time you hang around me, are you doing it? We all been best friends for, what was we talking about? 25 years, remember? So are you signing a contract every time you're around your best friend just to hang out? How you feel about that? Chat me up. Because at this point, like, it's a business. It's a business.
And I feel like
life is a business.
If my homeboy Big Rick became the $500 million man and I needed to sign that NDA so he could have that peace of mind, to know that just in case
ain't nobody getting to me.
Would you put your phone in a box too?
Hey. If y'all made it and y'all was like, man, I love you. But boy, if E get to you, you know we about to party up.
So all that being said, I know you've been sending me a lot of stuff here recently about signing this and that. So I'm going to send you some. I need you to sign this NBA saying that you can't say shit about nothing.
Forevermore.
Nah.
But on a serious note, I mean, I'm not bringing him into my bedroom. And if I was bringing somebody in my as a single man, you know what I'm saying? So let's take it to another level.
Okay.
If I'm T.I. the single man, I'm definitely getting shit on paper that I'm not thinking that's a serious relationship. You know what I mean? If I'm having a relationship,
it's got to be consensual because you can't come back later.
Man. Yeah.
When I don't want to pay you.
I'm too high profile.
The word on the street is that John B. Word on the street.
You know,
chat me up.
The girl that made the initial allegations is that she's got a crush on Tiny.
That's what I'm saying. They sloppy.
So that's why she's coming out doing all this, better in the bedroom than T.I.
It'd be like that sometimes. Tiny, shout out to Tiny. She getting it in the bedroom. Shout out to T.I. He getting it in the bedroom. I don't see no problem with it. Like I said, I just think consensual adults.
If that's all it is, then
I don't see them raping broads though. Do y'all?
I didn't see Cosby either. I don't see that either.
Bill Cosby ain't never had to rape a chick in his life, bro.
I don't believe, on my soul.
What were you doing in a grown man's? What were you doing in a married man's hotel room?
Well, my thing is, they got a lot of chicks done repeatedly. Yeah. So you got roofied and went back for more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Y'all went back, so that's what I'm saying, man. All of that. They can do whatever they want to Cosby. Cosby's just living it out. He ain't tripping. You know, he's living in jail like he's a king. He got a TV. He's an old man. He can't fuck no more anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? It's not like his shit working no more anyway. He ain't tripping. He 80 years old. He get to hang out. He get respect in jail because he's fucking Cosby. So, he ain't even tripping. He get to hang out with people, watch TV, sleep by himself. He all right. He ain't got to deal with his wife no more. He all right. You feel me? I'm just saying, you know, he ain't got to deal with no bullshit. He cool. I mean, he in jail. You feel me? I'm just saying, man, they gave Cosby a raw deal. They trying to give T.I. a raw deal. I don't believe it, man.
T.I. deserves
it.
His, though.
He deserves
Cosby
a raw
didn't.
Deal.
Cosby did.
So you think he actually...
No, did? I think, again, how many times have we talked about... Like, what were you talking about earlier? T.I. got pulled over with ecstasy and da-da-da. Nigga, how haven't you learned your fucking lesson? How many times... Do you have to get slapped on the wrist? But you say, "Golly, I hate getting hit on my damn hand."
Yeah, amen to that. Because
I mean,
first it was remember he got caught with the guns and had to do a year in jail. Man. Then he got caught with the ex and had to do another year in jail. Now you know, you're getting caught over the broads and stuff like that, man.
You think Beyonce and Jay-Z ain't fucking a couple broads here and there? You think? They ain't having some lavish lifestyle.
The one
with
time
drugs.
That there was a problem, you know, the sister got in the business.
Well, that's because he did it without Beyonce.
Yeah, exactly. That was the problem. That was the problem. She wasn't in on it. Yeah, he tried to sneak in behind her back. Oh,
she
God.
Just said something. I mean, didn't she put something in there about signing an NDA? You got to sign this before you can. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Because you sloppy.
Yeah. Yeah, they sloppy. Amen
so
to that.
He deserves it. Whatever he gets, he deserves. So, sorry, T.I. Shout out, though. Love you, though, bro. All
right. Final comments. We're going to wrap it up. John B., final comments. How you feeling about this? Any final comments? Go ahead.
It's just a crazy, crazy hip-hop Hollywood situation. I just really pray that all the allegations are not true, that everything was consensual. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just somebody that's out trying to get somebody on the sneak because... You know, that's some crazy stuff to throw. I mean, because I'm to throw those allegations around rape and drugging people. You know, I mean, that's real time shit. So I hope that
Let me get the chance. I'm on. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. It's a business out here. If I was at that party, hey, they drugged me too.
And that's why
they
drugged me too. Sign the NDA when I make my first million. For him to come to the party, he gonna have to sign one just in case
I ain't no
he
camera.
Get itchy.
I'm throwing my arms up like a camera can see me. You feel me? Hey,
just in case he
it
get
is
itchy
what it
later.
Is. Hey, yeah, I'm not the only one. And let me be the lesson to you, my guy, because I'm your friend. You feel me? So you make sure that anybody else outside of me, you know, you make sure that they sign that NBA. Because they gonna be on some snake stuff, man. Once you get to a certain level, lesson be learned. Once you get to a certain level. You got to make sure you keep your business, and your personal. So everybody, if you got your own special someone, keep that. And if you get with somebody else on the side, they have got to sign papers.
Keep folks out your bedroom, man.
Oh, God.
If you're a married couple, man, you decide to make that step, just keep motherfuckers out your bedroom, man.
Or if they in your bedroom, hey, they got to sign the dotted line saying that it was consensual. That's all I'm saying. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea, Big Dick Gowdy in the building.
People's champion.
People's champ, John B.
Woo.
We out. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below.
Like, share, subscribe.
All of that
follow.
Shit.
Patreon, all of that please shit. Please donate. We appreciate the love.
We out. Peace.
Yeah.
Peace. Peace. Yeah. Peace.
Full of bad bitches and they came to play. Okay, it must be your ad, cause it ain't your fate.